A sold-out crowd gathered at the Roslyn Spectrum Theater to soak up the music of the Congolese-born recording artist Ricardo Lembo and his nine-piece band, Máquina Loca. Lembo and company were in the Washington, D.C. area recently to warm up a chilly night.
I feel love in the house. Thank you very much.
The infectious beat kept the crowd on their feet. That's Ricardo Lembo performing live in suburban Washington last week. The song is called Papa Nabana. And if you're not quite sure what you're hearing, but you like it anyway, you're not alone. He is known as a multilingual, multi-talented performer with a sultry sound infused with the flavors and languages of Africa, the Caribbean, and South America. His latest album is called Isabella. He's currently on tour, but he took a break long enough to talk with us from NPR West. Ricardo Lembo, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Now, as I understand it, that you were 15 when you came to the U.S. from the Congo, and you actually got a degree in political science. So what was the plan? Were you planning to be a lawyer or
Yes, indeed.
a politician, indeed. Heaven forbid?
My plan was to go to law school, but those plans were derailed by my love for music. I decided to follow my heart.
How did you figure out that music was your passion?
Well, I was 8 or 9 years old, and we were living at the time in Kinshasa, in the Congo. And we lived next to a bar, and we were bombarded day and night by not only Cuban music, but Congolese music, and also American rhythm and blues. So I somehow memorized all the songs that I heard from the bar next door. And I used to daydream that I was leading a band. And it was at that moment that I decided that one day I will have my own band.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You must have quite a memory.
Yes, I do.
Did you learn to play instruments, read music?
Actually, no. I do not play an instrument. I don't even read music.
How is this possible that you write so many?
I write my songs many times. I have the melody in my head, and I will sing the melody into a cassette and go over it. And if I decide that it's something worth pursuing, and I will develop it further.
Your music has the. What's the word I'm looking for? It is infused with the tones, with the sounds, legacies of all of these different cultures. And I'm just wondering how you arrived at that. It's a very distinctive sound.
My music is a blend of Pan-African styles, Central African rhythms. I blended those rhythms together, and that is how Máquina Loca was born. Mambo yo yo, mambo yo yo, mambo yo yo, mambo yo yo, mambo mambo yo, mambo yo yo, mambo mambo yo. Mambo yo yo, yo soy mambo, mambo yo yo, Monsieur Mambo, mambo yo yo, Señor Mambo.
You've got 5 albums.
Yes.
Your latest is called Isabella.
Isabella.
And is there any particular meaning to that?
Yes.
Title?
Yes, there is. There is, actually. Isabella is the name of my 19-month-old daughter.
Oh, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I wrote the song a year before she was born. And we decided, my wife and I decided that this was to be the name of our child, if that child was a girl. And it just so happened that she is a girl, and we decided to dedicate this album to her.
Well, I think we should hear a little bit of Isabella. Isabella is one of the cuts from the album. I think we should hear a little bit.
Isabella, Isabella, guapio, amore mio.
What are you saying?
Isabella, Isabella, guapio, amore mio. Isabella, Isabella, where are you, my darling? I love you. I love you very much.
What language are you speaking?
That's Lingala. Lingala is spoken in Congo, Kinshasa, Congo Brazzaville, and some parts of Angola in the north, northern part.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Ricardo Lembo, the multilingual, multi-talented performer. His latest album is Isabella. I have to mention there are at least six languages represented on this album: Portuguese, Kikongo, Spanish, mm-hmm. Lingala,
yeah.
Swahili.
Yes.
And Turkish.
And Turkish.
First of all, I really need to know, how is it possible that you have mastered all these languages? Can you actually speak all of these languages, or do you just sing in them?
In Africa, most people speak at least two languages. One of them is an African language, and the other one is a European language, depending on what country they're from. In my case, I speak French. Because I was born in Congo, but I also speak Portuguese because my family is from Angola. I speak Kikongo because Kikongo is also a language of Angola and Congo. Now, I do not speak Turkish. And there's an interesting story about that Turkish song. It's an old popular Turkish song, and the title of the song is Elbette. Elbette literally means certainly. As soon as I heard that song, I fell in love with it without understanding any of the lyrics. If I can just tell you some of the lines in the song.
Mm-hmm.
The very first line is, if the sun sets every night and rises every day, if the flowers die and die to bloom again, if the deepest wounds heal, if the greatest pains are forgotten, tell me, what does one fear in life? Certainly, sometime I will bloom, and sometime I will die. You see, for me, this song has a message of hope. It's an inspiring song for me. It just tells me that no matter what difficulty we have or may have in life, there is always a better tomorrow.
Let's hear a little bit. Let's hear
okay.
A little bit of El Bete. And of course, that's a duet.
Yes.
And who is your partner there?
It's a friend of mine who actually lives in Washington, D.C. She's a mezzo-soprano. Her name is Janan Guzey.
So you perform mostly with a band, right?
Yes, Makina Loka. It's a 9-piece band. And we performed all over North America, all over Europe, and Africa, and Angola. We performed in Angola, actually.
How do your audiences respond to you in different places? I'm just curious if you get a different reception in Angola than you do in Australia.
Most of my audience do not understand the lyrics. But I believe that they get it. I'm reminded of a quote attributed to Gil Scott Heron one time. He played a big festival in somewhere in Europe. And they asked him, well, you know, this audience was going crazy and they don't understand what you're saying. And you know what he responded? He said, they got the message because everyone understand drums.
So I hear you.
They do get it. Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about, there's a very interesting thing, and you live in the U.S., and so you know what I'm talking about, but this whole discussion around language and identity is an issue that has become somewhat sensitive in the U.S. It hasn't always been, but what language we use, and this is, you know, English is a national language, but there are other people who speak particularly Spanish these days, and there's some to-ing and fro-ing over what language we should use predominantly sort of in the culture. Given the history of, you know, colonialism in Africa and the fact that the reason that many Africans speak European languages is because of the colonial powers, right, who occupy these sort of countries. I just wondered if you ever have any feelings about the language you choose to sing in and whether your audiences do.
When I write my songs, I really don't decide that I will write this song, particular song, in Portuguese, for example, or in Spanish, or in Kikongo. It just flows. And I feel that, living here in America, it's very important that residents of this country master the English language. But having said that, I also think that it is necessary for people to learn at least a second language.
You know, my self-esteem has really taken a beating in this conversation. I thought I was kind of smart, but I'm feeling a little slow now. So tell me about your tour. Where are you going, and how long are you going to be on tour?
We are going to Europe in June, and we're also going to the Caribbean, French Caribbean. We're going to Martinique and Guadeloupe, and then we're going back to Africa sometime in the summer.
So what song, is there a song from the latest album, Isabella, that you'd like to leave us with, that we should say goodbye on?
Well, Prima Donna. Prima Donna is...
I'm sorry, you're not talking about me, are you?
No, I'm not talking about you, no. Actually, it's a dilemma. This man falls in love with this snooty woman, the Prima Donna. And although she's beautiful and she smells good and she's smart, but the poor gentleman asks himself whether he should continue with this relationship, and he asks the gods of Africa to help him make a decision.
Okay, Ricardo Lembo's latest album is Isabella. He lives in Los Angeles and performs with Makina Loca. He's currently on tour, and he was kind enough to join me from NPR West in Culver City. Ricardo Lembo, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very, very much for having me on the show today.
Mm-hmm.